Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. And Lili Nishmas, Yonas and Mordechai ben Rav Elisha Tzadok, Lili Nishmas, Nachman Daniel ben Rav Aryeh Tzvi, and Lili Nishmas, Yehuda ben Frantichek, and Shmuel ben Harav Ruvain Eikon. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, says, "The Omar Reish Lakish, Minayin LaOved Kochavim Shekonas Oved Kochavim LaMaisa Yadav." How do we know that a guy can be kona another guy for his Maisa Yadayim? There's no Kinyan Haguf, but there's a Kinyan of Maisa Yadayim, that whatever he produces goes to the his owner. Whatever the Everett produces goes to his owner. Shenamar v'gam mibnei hatoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. Pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Bahar, and also from those the people who dwell among you, you should buy from them. You buy from them, and they don't buy from you. Atem tiknu chazal darshin. You buy from them, and they don't buy from you, and they don't buy from each other. So, Vayter in the Gemara, it says legufo lo they don't buy from each other. Legufo yachal lo yiknu zeze lemaisa yadav. So we established, based on a diuk in the pasuk, that you buy from them. We have a maisa. We can have a kinyan aguf in the akum, but they can't have a kinyan aguf in each other. So I might think that they don't even have a kinyan for Maisi Adayim. I'm a Skal v'choymer. Ovid chom kon Yisrael, ovid chom kon chom lo kol shekain. So if Ovid Kochavim can acquire a Jew for his Maisi Adayim, certainly can acquire another Ovid Kochavim for his Maisi Adayim. The Rambam, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Avodim, Halacha Hey, writes, Akum shekona akum la'avdus lo kona gufo ve'en lo bo ela Maisi Yadav. So a guy who acquires another guy, an idolat acquires another idolat for avdus, there's no kinyan haguf, and all he has is the ma'isi yadayim. Nevertheless, im machor Yisrael, hare gufo kana li Yisrael. If a Jew, if he sold him to a Jew, machor li Yisrael, then the guf is kana li Yisrael. Frakta kesef mishnah from a gemara in Yevamos. On page 45b, Mem He Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Amar Reb Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Halokech Eved Mina Ovid Kochavim, if one buys a slave from an idolater, v'kodam v'tova l'shem ben chorin, and before he immerses the slave for the sake of conversion to the status of a slave, the slave proceeds and immerses himself for the sake of a full conversion to the status of a free man. Kona atzmo ben chorin, the slave thereby acquires himself and becomes a free man. Mai taima, what's the reason? Ovid kochavim gufa lo kanele. The idolater who sold the slave did not own this person, but merely owned the rights to his labors, maisi adayim, which is like a shibut, it's a lien. As Rashi explains that an idolater cannot own a person as a slave like he owns other property, as the Gemara learns from the pasuk. So his ownership is limited to right to the slave's labor. And this is similar to a lien upon the slave's person to be collected in the form of servitude. It's not actual ownership. So, my dekanile, hu de maknile li Yisrael. Only that which he owned did he in turn sell to the Jew. The goy, the idolater, can only sell that what he owns. And Thus, when selling, he merely transfers to the Jewish buyer the rights to the Maisi Yadayim. So ordinarily, the Jew then immerses the slave for the sake of conversion to the status of an Eved Kenaini. And at that point, his classification as a slave is finalized, and the Jew gains full ownership of his person. Because a Jew can have a Kinyan Haguf. But until then, it's only a Maisi Yadayim, it's like a lien. Man dekani lei hu demakni lei Yisrael. Only that which he owned did he in turn sell to the Jew. And since he proceeded, v'kevan dekodem v'tova l'shem ben chorin, he proceeded and immersed himself to become a free man. Afkei l'shiabudei. He was mafkia the shibud. The slave's full conversion is valid, elevating him to the status of a full Jew. As such, he can no longer be mortgaged to the owner at all. The only way anyone can own rights of the servitude of a Jew is within the confines of the law that the Torah prescribes for buying an Eved Ivri. However, the right of servitude owned by the master before the conversions differs from the right that would be his if this man would be his Jewish servant. If he's a guy, so then there's no din of loser de bobefarech, and he keeps him permanently. But if he's an Eved Ivri, they're different dinim. So after the conversion, he doesn't get him as an Eved Ivri either. He doesn't get anything. Kidarava. And this is like Rava. Damai Rava. Hekdesh. Chametz v'shichur mafkin midei shibud. Consecration. Becoming prohibited is chametz. And emancipation. Release an apariki from the lien of the creditor. An apariki is property designated by a debtor for collection in case he's unable to pay the obligation, i.e. a specifically mortgaged property, whether real or movable. So Rava says that an item designated as an apariki doesn't belong yet to the creditor. It is collected. Until it's collected, it's fully the debtor's, with the creditor holding only the right to collect it. Rava's opinion is that even where the creditor doesn't eventually collect it, his ownership of it does eventually collect it, his ownership isn't retroactive, but rather from the time it happened. So there are three instances in which the lien is nullified, though the debt remains outstanding. One of them is Hekdesh, if he's makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. One is chametz, if there's an iser chametz, it's mafkia the shibud. And one is shichur. If a debtor emancipates a slave, he designated as an apariki, the emancipation is effective. And once the slave becomes a free man, the creditor's monetary right to him is automatically dissolved. Ad kan midivrei katsho shel ha-gemara. So we see from this Gemara, Shegam Yisrael, Shekana'o min ha'akum, when a Jew buys from a goy, all he has is the Maisi Yadayim, just like the goy who sold it to him. And therefore the Shichur is mafkia from the Shibud. If the Jew had a Kenyan Aguf, then the Shichur wouldn't be Nifka, it wouldn't go away. Because a shichur is mafkia shibud only, a lien. But shichur is not mafkia an actual kinyan. So this shichur was only mafkia the Maisi Yadayim. It's like we see in the Gemara that the goy can only sell what he has. Ove kochavim gufa lo kanile. Rashi writes, Ove kochavim lo kanile gufa shel zem etchila. Kedamer the kaman lo em konim zem zem. They can't buy from each other. May de kanile de makanile Yisrael. what he was Koni's makna to the Jew. And since the guy was Tovel first, he's mafkia this shibud. So how does the Rambam paskin that the Yisrael has a kinyan haguf? We see from the Gemara that the Yisrael doesn't have a kinyan haguf. He only has maisi adayim when he buys it from the guy. He has a maisi adayim. It says in machor li Yisrael, if he sells the eved every kinyani to a Jew, gufo kani li Yisrael. Ma pitom she gufo kani li Yisrael. Ma pitom that gufo kani li Yisrael. You see from this Gemara that gufo is not kani li Yisrael, because that the tefillah, the shame, gerus, is mafkia. The shibud's only if there's a maisi adayim. That's the lien. If it was a kinyan aguf, the tefillah wouldn't help. So you see, it's not a kinyan aguf. So we see a stira to the Rambam's psak. Yoiser Kosha, Shaharambam at small. The Rambam himself. In Perek Ches, Aloha Yotes, Paskins, this din. That Yisrael alokech eved mina akum im kadam betov l'shem ben chorin kon atzma ben chorin mishum deish Yisrael rak shibud, and the shechus mafki the shibud. So the Rambam is mamish soyser himself. Because from this Gemara that the Rambam paskins, you see that when a Jew buys a guy from a guy, it's not a kinyan aguf. It's only a kinyan lemaisi adayim, and therefore the tevila for gerus is mafkia the shibud, removes this lien. So how can the Rambam paskin tes hey that if he sells it to a Jew, it's a kinyan aguf? Not pitom that it's a kinyan aguf. It doesn't stem with the Gemara in Yevamos that says there's no kinyan aguf. That's why the guy can be tovel, so Abed can be tovel and be mafkia the shibud. Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, in his Chidushim on the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, explains that what the Rambam means is, Be Yisrael Shekana Eved Min Ha'akum Shegufu Ikanui. What does it mean? That when a Yid buys an Eved from a Goy, that the Guf is Kanui, Hainu Sheyesh Li Yisrael Zchus V'Shibud Lahatbilo L'Shem Avdus. That the Israel has the rights and the lien to be matbil him, to put him in the mikvah for the sake of Abdus, and then he's going to acquire his kinyan aguf. But since before the tefillah he doesn't yet have a kinyan aguf and it's merely a shibud, we can say that the shichur is mafkia the shibud, and if he's tovel Hashem ben chorin kana atzmoi ben chorin. However, we have to understand, where does a Jew have this shibud to be matbil l'shem avdus that Reb Chaim talks about? And it's also difficult, how's it shayich sheyeh liYisrael hakoneh min ha'akum shibud latbilo l'shem avdus? Harei la'akum shekaneh min lo yah shibud kazeh. Harei the Jew is buying him from the goy. The goy didn't have a shibud latbilo l'shem avdus. So how does the Jew have a shibud latbilo l'shem avdus? Why don't we say the svara of the Gemara? The Gemara has a svara. My dekoni lehu de makni leh li Yisrael. Only what he acquires can he make acquired to the Jew. Ebazoi, here he doesn't have an acquisition, the goy, to be matbil him l'shem avdus. So how can he transfer that to the Jew? That the Jew has such a shibud. Hadvarim miraps ma'igri. So, mirtza Hashem, b'li neder, in the next shir, we are going to see the mahalach of Hagoyin Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, and we will see b'li neder be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach niflos gedolos mitoras Hashem. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends, b'li neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.